It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. The United States issued a travel alert over the weekend for Americans traveling to Europe. Now, this alert does not advise against going, but it warns Americans to be vigilant, especially around transport centers. This move comes after reports that militant groups based in Pakistan might be planning to send gunmen to attack targets in a number of European cities. These reports and the American alert have offered the public little specific information, but we're going to talk about what is known with NPR's Eric Westervelt. He's in Berlin. Hi, Eric.
Good morning, Steve.
What is this alert based on?
Well, Steve, first, it's a step below an outright warning against traveling to Europe, but they're asking people to take some extra care, and it's believed to be based on recent intelligence that Islamist militants with European citizenship and passports who they think are in the tribal areas in northwest Pakistan and the Afghan border region may be planning attacks across European cities. NPR has confirmed the sort of outlines of the threat, but officials I and my colleagues have talked with stressed that there was nothing believed to be imminent and that this plot, such as it is really in the early planning stages when intelligence officials found out about it. The fear, Steve, is that militants affiliated loosely perhaps with al-Qaeda are moving away from large-scale bombings and those kind of tactics and may emulate the tactics of the Mumbai, India commando-style attack 2 years ago in which small teams of heavily armed militants used hand grenades and automatic rifles with deadly effect. And they went against these so-called soft targets such as hotels and train station. It worked there, and there's fear militants will try to emulate that tactic in European cities.
Well, this warning comes from the United States. How nervous, if at all, are Europeans?
Well, I think they've taken it with a bit of a shrug, frankly, Steve. I mean, this alert is not top news in Europe this morning. People are going about their business. Big public events are going off as planned, as scheduled. It's the last day of Oktoberfest in Munich, for example. The NBA is continuing events and preseason games across several European cities. So no real big impact at all so far.
Have European intelligence agencies or security agencies increased their threat levels for people?
No. French and German security officials say, they understand the reasons for the U.S.-American travel alert. But, they don't have any plans at this time, they say, to raise their alert levels. Britain's Home Secretary, Theresa May, on Sunday said the State Department's decision to change its advice for Europe was, quote, consistent with our assessments. But Britain kept its domestic threat level unchanged while warning its citizens of a heightened risk in France and Germany.
Well, Eric Westervelt in Berlin, you go to airports a lot and train stations a lot across Europe. It's your job. What are you going to do differently, if anything?
Well, that's the frustration, I think, for me and many Americans either living in Europe or traveling here. I mean, this alert is vague. It offers the advice to, be aware of your surroundings in transit and tourist areas and to, quote, adopt appropriate safety measures. Well, what does that really mean? I mean, the idea, they say, is that an alert public could help prevent or head off an attack. But this alert covers such a wide area, Steve, all of Europe, and offers almost no specific information that you really wonder how useful it is at all.
Is there any indication that it's actually scaring people away from traveling at all, even though it is not specifically a warning against travel?
There's no indication of that so far. I mean, people have to take trains, planes, and subways. And I think the vagueness and frustration of this alert underscores the dilemma governments and security agencies face in trying to determine, just how much information on potential risks and attacks to make public. And they keep emphasizing that this threat in Europe, Steve, is credible but not specific. So you end up getting alerts like this.
And I suppose there's certainly been a debate in the United States over what to do when some information about a possible attack is known in advance. If there was an attack and if it turned out the U.S. had some information and didn't warn people, we might be asking why they didn't warn people.
That's right. Governments, want to give as much warning as they can to the public, yet they also don't want to tip their hand on intelligence tactics and what they know. And so you get incidents like this.
NPR's Eric Westervelt is in Berlin. Eric, travel safely.
Thanks, Steve.